Dear People Who Keep Company with God, Bob Jones spoke at our church and told us that we had entered into the season of lions. It caught my attention because Jim Hill gave us the same word just before he moved to Argentina in August. So we should take note of what the Lord is revealing to us. Here are a few excerpts from Jim's word that I want to take another look at. I perceived in the spirit realm several lions walking about in the sanctuary. It seemed that they had just arrived, but belonged there, and really, they were us. I heard, "The season has changed. The season of lions has just begun." I remembered an old African proverb. Remember, the daughter of a lion is also a lion. Some have been resting in the shade, which now need to watch carefully with discernment. Rise up, shake the dust off themselves, and be ready to take action. The season of the lions will be marked by action. We are being called to rise up, be sober and vigilant, because there is a counterfeit lion walking about in the earth, seeking to devour the naive and immature. 1 Peter 5:8. We must not sit back in the shade in a spiritual stupor, but rise and shake the dust of disappointment, failure, loss, and so on off our hearts and minds. The Gospel of Matthew makes a good perspective on what we should expect in the season of the lions, as Matthew depicts Christ as the Lion King. Matthew 1:1. The genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. The major theme is the kingdom, Christ's rule, first in our hearts and then our world. The word kingdom appears 50 times. The phrase kingdom of heaven appears 32 times in Matthew and nowhere else in the New Testament. So the season of the lions is about the king and his kingdom and the gospel of the kingdom. Other important themes in Matthew are the church and the second coming of Christ. In the past seasons, we have heard fresh teaching and revelation on the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. I believe in the season of the lions, we're going to see those teachings and revelations increase, and even more importantly, it will be a season of the kingdom coming, a season of doing the works of the kingdom. Because of this, we will see the church and the second coming of Christ with new eyes and fresh revelation. Another thing I believe this season will be marked by is a fresh revelation of righteousness and justice, as they are the foundation of the throne of God. Psalm 89:14. We are told to not only seek first the kingdom of God, but also his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. I believe the church will begin to love righteousness and hate wickedness, and because of this, we will be anointed with the oil of joy. Hebrews 1:9. That speaks of being closer to Jesus as the oil drips from him. Hebrews 1:8. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. A scepter is a symbolic representation of the authority and power of the king. The scepter of the kingdom of God is not a physical scepter. It is a spiritual scepter. It is the force and power of righteousness that comes to us as a gift through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:17. As we receive the abundance of grace, note the word abundance, and the gift of the scepter of righteousness, we will know what it is to reign in life through Jesus Christ. Then we can truly learn to be kings and priests before God over every circumstance, problem, and mountain of resistance. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.